FM 90.3 WJTL Phil Wickham, homesick for heaven. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Winning Wednesday. Liam and Fred with you, 7:05.
Of course, it is Winning Wednesday, but today is Mother's Day edition. Correct callers today will win a $25 gift card to Ken's Gardens and be entered into our grand prize drawing to win a pair of tickets to see Joshua at Sight and Sound Theaters, as well as a $100 gift card for Sight and Sound merchandise. If you want details, visit our contest blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Gavin Haas, is with us. He's with Ornate Dance Theater. Good morning to you, Gavin.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Just the other company dancers out there listening.
So yeah. Tell us about Ornate Dance Theater and the dance company and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so we are a professional dance company located in the New Holland area, and we just believe in bringing the gospel, bringing the heart of Christ to people through dance, especially those that otherwise wouldn't have access to the arts. So we do everything from, you know, professional performances to retirement homes, going in there and performing in a dining room and stuff like that, just to bring the arts to those who can't get out to see a performance or don't even know where to go to find that kind of thing.
And how long has Ornate been around?
This is our fifth season, so we'll be going into our sixth year this coming fall.
Wow, that's cool. And you're part of Kavod. They're sort of the covering for you guys.
Yeah, they are the covering. It's like the blanket over top. We're a little smaller subset of that.
So how did you get into dance?
How did I get into dance? I started out as a musical theater kid. I actually did a summer camp at Kavod when I was 9 years old. Yeah. Did theater for a couple years, thought that was what I wanted to do with my life. Had some teachers tell me at Kavod, oh, you should learn how to dance to, you know, get some different roles. And I didn't necessarily love it at first. But then once I saw some older boys doing, like, you know, the crazy lifts and the crazy, you know, jumps and stuff like that, it just really lit a fire in me. And that was kind of how things transitioned from theater to dance for me.
That's really interesting. So Kavod had a big impact in that.
Yeah, I spent years of my life there from the time I was 9 up until I was 16 and pursued pre-professional training.
So that's very cool. So let's talk a little bit about Ornate. Tell us about some of your performances. You're doing different kinds of performances all over the place. If somebody comes to an Ornate dance, what will they experience?
Yeah, so for one, we like to use a ton of different genres. So it's not just going to be, you know, contemporary, modern, or hip-hop. We use the whole gauntlet of different genres. And then we also really believe in performing pieces that have depth and substance. So for instance, we have an outreach tomorrow, and each piece is like based off a specific scripture or somebody's testimony. And then with our big company performance coming up, almost all of the pieces are based off of a specific company dancer's testimony and something that they walked through in life. So just making sure that our performances really are speaking to the heart and not just, you know, movement for the sake of movement.
Well, and I love that you incorporate their story in the dancing as well.
Yeah.
I think that's very cool. So you mentioned that you have a big company dance coming up. When is that?
That will be May 15th and 16th. We have three shows that weekend.
And where will they be?
They will be at Kavod Theater in New Holland, Pennsylvania.
Very cool. Yeah. If folks want more information about Ornate, where can they find that out online?
Yeah, so just go to kavod.org. Ornate also has a website that's connected there. It's all there. If you follow us on socials, Ornate Dance Theater, everything will be there as well, from posts to links in our bio.
We're going to talk more with Gavin coming up, so stick around. We'll find out more. Visit them online in the meantime as well. Red Rocks Worship, Michael W. Smith, more music on the way.